Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a really intriguing development in the tech world, the AI investment paradox, using Microsoft's recent stock dip as a case study.
It's fascinating, isn't it? For so long, the narrative has been that if a tech company isn't investing heavily in AI, investors get nervous. But then Microsoft, a major AI player, sees a dip because of its AI spending. It really makes you question the assumptions.
Exactly. It suggests that investor sentiment is shifting. The blanket enthusiasm for AI spending is evolving into a more critical evaluation. We need to unpack what this spending actually entails for a giant like Microsoft and why investors are suddenly showing caution.
Absolutely. So, let's start by understanding the sheer scale of Microsoft's AI ambitions. This isn't just a small R&D project, it's a monumental commitment.
Right. Their deep partnership with OpenAI, the creators of GPT models, is a cornerstone. We're talking billions of dollars, not millions, poured into AI. This capital isn't just for research, it's fueling the immense infrastructure required.
And when you say infrastructure, you mean the colossal demands on cloud computing, the vast data centers, and the specialized hardware like GPUs. Microsoft is building this digital backbone at an unprecedented pace.
Precisely. The strategic goal is to weave AI capabilities into the very fabric of their existing products. Think about enhancing Azure cloud services, making Office 365 smarter with features like Copilot, revolutionizing Bing search, and integrating AI into Windows.
And they have to do this because of the competitive pressure. There's a palpable AI arms race with giants like Google and Amazon also investing heavily. Microsoft needs to assertively push the boundaries to stay competitive.
Their long-term vision is profound. AI is seen as the next fundamental computing platform, akin to the internet or mobile revolution. It's about fundamentally changing how we interact with technology and how businesses operate.
So, when we talk about Microsoft's AI spending, it's a strategic imperative, a multi-billion dollar bet on the future, aiming to embed AI across its empire and secure dominance.
Exactly. Now, let's move to how this massive investment strategy manifests financially. What about the reporting of this spending triggered that negative market reaction? It wasn't just the spending itself.
That's the crucial part. Significant AI infrastructure investments directly impact key financial metrics. Capital expenditures, or CapEx, is a big one. Building out cloud infrastructure and acquiring specialized hardware means a substantial increase in CapEx.
And while crucial for future growth, this surge in CapEx can be seen as a drag on short-term profitability and free cash flow. Investors focused on immediate performance might view it negatively.
And the timing is critical. AI development has significant upfront costs before substantial revenue is generated. If the Q1 report indicated heavy front-loading of this spending, with returns not yet visibly materializing, that can create unease.
Analysts and executives might have provided commentary that, while optimistic long-term, highlighted the immediate financial pressure. This can fuel negative reactions as investors question the timeline for profitability.
It's a delicate balancing act, investing for the future while managing present financial realities. It really highlights the tension between strategic vision and immediate financial health.
This brings us to a pivotal shift in investor scrutiny. For a while, the sentiment was that companies had to spend big on AI to be relevant. But Microsoft's situation suggests a move towards demanding spend wisely and profitably.
Investors are becoming more discerning. The initial AI hype might be hitting a point where the focus is shifting from potential to tangible execution and, crucially, return on investment, ROI.
There's a growing concern about peak AI hype, where the market overvalues immediate potential, and companies might be overspending without a clear path to profitability. This isn't entirely new in tech history.
We've seen similar patterns in previous tech booms, leading to consolidation and a focus on efficiency. The speed and scale of AI, however, make this phase potentially different.
But the underlying principle remains: investors want to see a return on their capital. The challenge for companies like Microsoft is demonstrating how they translate AI commitment into actual revenue streams and market share gains.
This introduces execution risk, the risk that a company might fail to implement its strategy effectively despite having resources. Are these AI investments truly going to pay off, and when?
It seems the days of unquestioned AI spending as a guaranteed growth catalyst are waning. So, how do investors actually measure this elusive ROI of AI investments?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's complex. Directly attributing revenue growth solely to AI is difficult, as it's often embedded in broader product enhancements.
But investors are looking for key performance indicators, or KPIs. On the cloud front, they're scrutinizing the growth in Azure's AI services revenue. Are businesses opting for these solutions?
And within productivity suites like Office 365, adoption rates of AI features like Copilot are critical. How many users are engaging, and how will Microsoft monetize them? Are new subscription tiers being introduced?
Beyond adoption, market share gains in AI-centric cloud services are a significant indicator. As businesses rely more on AI, the providers of these underlying technologies become paramount.
The fundamental issue remains the long lead time. AI investments are deep, foundational shifts that require substantial time to mature and yield significant profit.
Investors focused on quarterly results might find this long gestation period challenging, especially when faced with the immediate impact of high CapEx on the balance sheet. It's that classic tension between short-term performance and long-term vision.
Given these pressures, what's Microsoft's path forward? How might they adjust their strategy or, perhaps more importantly, their communication around AI investments?
It's unlikely they'll halt their AI ambitions. The strategic imperative is too strong. Instead, we might see a more refined approach to deploying capital and articulating returns.
This could involve showcasing early wins, highlighting specific use cases where AI is demonstrably driving revenue or efficiency, and providing clearer roadmaps for monetization. It signals a shift to a more disciplined, ROI-focused approach.
The era of simply announcing massive AI investments might be giving way to an era where companies need to prove the value and profitability of those investments. The AI gold rush isn't over, but its nature is changing.
Investors are becoming more sophisticated, moving beyond excitement to demand sustainable, profitable growth. They want innovation that translates into tangible business outcomes.
This increased discernment could lead to a healthier, more sustainable AI ecosystem, incentivizing companies to develop AI solutions that are not only technologically impressive but also economically viable.
We might see a greater focus on AI applications that solve specific business problems with clear ROI, rather than broad, speculative bets. It's a maturing of the market, tempering euphoria with financial realities.
The period of unquestioned AI spending as a guaranteed growth catalyst is transitioning into a phase where critical evaluation is the norm. This could foster more impactful and sustainable AI innovation.
So, what does this mean for companies like Meta or Amazon, who are also heavily invested in AI and related tech? They face a similar challenge, balancing colossal investment with the demand for demonstrable profitability.
It's a tightrope walk, and miscommunication about financial performance can lead to market recalibration, as we saw with Microsoft. A key nuance investors are focusing on is the distinction between operating expenses, OpEx, and capital expenditures, CapEx, for AI.
Right. While CapEx for hardware is significant, the ongoing OpEx for cloud computing, energy consumption, and talent acquisition are also substantial. An uptick in these costs without a corresponding revenue increase raises red flags.
The market might be asking if AI investments are creating a permanent increase in the cost of doing business, potentially depressing long-term margins. Think about the energy demands of training large language models, those electricity bills are going to skyrocket.
And the talent war in AI is another major cost center. The demand for skilled AI professionals drives up salaries and recruitment costs. This human capital investment needs to translate into tangible business outcomes.
The commentary during earnings calls is also crucial. Executives might paint a rosy picture, but if the numbers don't align, or if the language becomes cautious, it can dampen enthusiasm. Acknowledging short-term pressure while focusing on long-term benefits can be interpreted negatively.
This brings us to the concept of an AI moat. For a while, simply having AI capabilities was enough. But now, investors question how defensible that moat is. Is it based on proprietary data, unique algorithms, or an integrated user base?
Exactly. Microsoft has a strong argument for a defensible moat due to its vast customer base and ecosystem. But the market wants concrete proof of its strength, not just assumptions based on investment levels.
Let's consider a hypothetical $10 billion AI investment. Previously, that might have drawn cheers. Today, investors ask, where is it going? What problems will it solve? What's the expected ROI and timeframe? How will it impact interim margins?
The absence of clear answers can lead to market reactions like Microsoft's. It signifies a maturing market understanding of AI's financial implications, moving beyond FOMO to rational risk-reward assessment.
And this affects the distinction between AI as a cost center versus a profit center. The market is increasingly demanding that AI be a profit center, or have a clear path to becoming one.
This means looking beyond user engagement to actual revenue generation. For Copilot, the question isn't just how many users, but how much new revenue is it generating? Is it driving net new subscriptions?
This shift is influencing how companies structure AI initiatives. We might see more focus on AI products and services with a direct, quantifiable impact on the bottom line, like AI-powered analytics or automation solutions.
The build it and they will come mentality is likely becoming less effective. Let's delve into how this plays out specifically for Microsoft's business segments.
In Azure, competition is fierce. Microsoft needs to offer cutting-edge AI and demonstrate that it drives significant, profitable growth for Azure, not just overall cloud growth.
Metrics like the growth in AI-specific workloads on Azure and average revenue per user for AI services become crucial. If this lags behind competitors, it could be a source of concern.
Within productivity and business processes, like Office 365, Copilot's monetization is key. Microsoft needs to prove these AI enhancements are compelling enough for customers to pay more, possibly through tiered subscriptions.
Slow uptake or customer resistance to paying extra could signal that the monetization strategy needs adjustment. It's all about demonstrating that these AI features generate net new revenue.
And in search and news advertising, Bing's AI integration aims to compete with Google. But the cost of running these advanced models is significant. Investors need to see evidence that this drives a tangible increase in advertising revenue.
The economics of AI-powered search are complex. Proving a clear path to increased profitability in this segment will be crucial. The narrative around AI spending has evolved from more is better to show me the money.
It's about proving that massive investments align with generating sustainable, profitable growth. This requires transparency and clear articulation of financial outcomes, which perhaps wasn't as critical during the initial AI hype phase.
This evolving sentiment has broader implications. Companies reliant on AI for growth are under pressure to demonstrate tangible returns. This could lead to several key trends.
First, an increased focus on monetization strategies. Companies must move beyond developing AI to effectively monetizing it through new business models and pricing.
Second, greater emphasis on efficiency and cost management. Companies need to demonstrate they are managing AI costs effectively, optimizing infrastructure and talent acquisition.
Third, more rigorous ROI analysis. Investors will demand clearer and more frequent reporting on the financial impact of AI initiatives, requiring robust tracking methodologies.
Fourth, potential for consolidation and specialization. Companies with clear competitive advantages in AI niches and strong monetization strategies may thrive, while others might struggle to justify investment levels.
And fifth, a more balanced approach to innovation. The market will reward companies that balance ambitious AI development with financial discipline and profitability.
The Microsoft earnings report is a potent reminder, even in exciting tech frontiers, financial realities and investor expectations matter. The AI revolution is underway, but the path to shareholder value is increasingly defined by profitable execution.
It's no longer enough to be all in on AI. Companies must prove they can win, and win profitably. The narrative is shifting from how much are you spending, to how much value is your AI spending creating, and how quickly can you prove it?
This shift could foster more impactful and sustainable AI innovation, grounded in sound financial principles. It's a fundamental change worth paying close attention to as the AI investment landscape matures.
Absolutely. It's a sign of a maturing market, where the initial euphoria is being tempered by the practical realities of business and finance. A critical and discerning evaluation of AI investments is indeed the new norm.
And that brings us to our summary. We've covered the massive scale of Microsoft's AI ambitions, the shift in market sentiment from hype to ROI, the challenges in measuring AI's return, and the need for refined strategies and clearer communication.
We also touched upon the critical distinction between CapEx and OpEx for AI, the ongoing costs like energy and talent, and how companies need to build a defensible AI moat that proves its value.
Indeed. The key factors driving this discussion revolve around the sheer scale of AI investment, the evolving investor expectations demanding tangible returns, the difficulty in measuring AI ROI, and the crucial operational costs like talent and energy.
The strengths and insights lie in recognizing AI as a strategic imperative, the potential for companies to embed intelligence across their ecosystems, and the market's push towards more disciplined, ROI-focused innovation.
On the flip side, the challenges include the high upfront costs, the risk of peak AI hype, the difficulty in quantifying ROI, and the potential for AI investments to permanently increase the cost of doing business if not managed effectively.
The opportunities are significant, though. Companies that can clearly demonstrate the profitability of their AI initiatives, build defensible moats, and communicate their financial impact effectively are poised to lead in this new era.
This AI investment paradox isn't just a Microsoft story, it's a signal for the entire tech industry. The focus is undeniably shifting from the what and how much of AI spending to the why and how profitably.
It's a maturing of the market, pushing for sustainable, value-driven innovation. Thanks for breaking this down with me.
My pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into this edition of the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. We'll see you next time.